Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The White House is inviting Americans to pray. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, this is exciting, a great initiative from the Trump administration called America Prays as part of the Salute to America 250 Task Force as we approach the celebration of 250 years of American independence in this nation. And this nation was, by the way, founded and sustained through prayer. And now you just think of what's happened recently with school shootings and the murder of Charlie Kirk and just other things happening in our nation. I would say there's no greater time than now to be praying for America.
Absolutely. And it's great to see the prayer that's taking place in the Trump administration. President Donald Trump is encouraging Americans to dedicate at least 1 hour a week to pray for the nation as part of the America Prays initiative for the 250th celebration in 2026. On July 3, 2025, President Trump unveiled the initiative, stating, quote, "As we prepare to celebrate 2.5 centuries of freedom, I am inviting America's great religious communities to pray for our nation and for our people." He continues, "From the beginning, this has always been a country sustained and strengthened by prayer. So as we chart our course for the next 250 years, let us rededicate ourselves to one nation under God," close quote.
And, you know, earlier this month at the Religious Liberty Commission that was held at the Museum of the Bible, this was so encouraging when U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Scott Turner invited Americans to pray. And he said, "Think about the miracles that would take place over the next year. Think about the transformation that you and I could witness in communities all across the land. Sons returning to their fathers, daughters returning to their mothers, families coming back together, health being restored, financial needs being met, mountains being moved. Think about it. If a million of us every week got together and prayed for this great country, how many know that God is well able to do it?"
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my goodness.
So this is Scott Turner. He's a Christian Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And this is just a tip of the iceberg of some of the people that President Donald Trump has invited to serve in his cabinet and in his administration.
Oh, yes. And he prays at the beginning of every cabinet meeting. And it's amazing.
The America Prays Initiative invitation says, the ask, "What if 1 million Americans dedicated 1 hour a week to praying for our country and for our people?" The invitation is to join with at least 10 people to meet each week for 1 hour to pray for America. The opportunity, they say, as we celebrate 250 years of freedom, it's an opportunity to rededicate ourselves to the principles that gave birth to this land of liberty. As George Washington famously said in his farewell address, quote, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens." So, you know, George Washington and many other founders, they referred to the twin pillars that undergird America. John Adams did the same thing, religion and morality, many other documents, the Northwest Ordinance, religion, knowledge, and morality being necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind. Schools, it says, and the means of education shall be forever encouraged. Religion and morality. Religion was very, very important because it gave birth to a moral people that understood right and wrong, that respected one another, that don't go out and kill an opponent like Charlie Kirk because they disagree with him, that don't go out and shoot little kids as they're celebrating mass in a Catholic school because of the LGBTQ agenda that they disagree with, that they're so wrapped up in, and they want to kill anybody that doesn't support that LGBTQ agenda. The religion and morality is, that's what they said. The twin pillars that undergird America are religion, and they're speaking of our Judeo-Christian religion, that gives birth to a moral people that respect right and wrong, respect the life of another person, that have a sanctity of human life, that respect your property, that respect your person. And how does that happen? It comes by religion. And so when you look at the founding of this country, when this nation after the Revolutionary War came together and they were deciding what kind of country we're going to be, they came together, and as the record says, there were as many yeas as there were nays. It was all falling apart. Some of the founders got on their horses and in their carriages, and they were leaving. And that's when Benjamin Franklin stood up in the midst of those individuals, and he gave that stirring speech. Benjamin Franklin, people refer to him as, you know, a deist. Well, he believed in God, and he believed that God controlled in the affairs of men, because that's exactly what he said. He urged people to pray. He says, unless we build this house on prayer and with God, we're no better than the builders of Babel. The longer I have lived, the more I am convinced that God governs in the affairs of men. And then he goes on to say that God protected us in the revolution. How can we now pretend that we no longer need him? So we asked for people to pray. They did. And that's how America, they came back together after a couple of days of prayer. And the United States Constitution was born.
Absolutely. You know, the majority of our founders were Christians and did respect God and God's word. And as a result, we have our country. But we have to stay focused on that. And even President Trump said, so America has always been a nation that believes in the power of prayer. And we will never apologize for our faith. Never. We will never surrender our God-given rights. We will defend our liberties, our values, our sovereignty, and we will defend our freedom. America was founded on faith. And when faith gets weaker, our country seems to get weaker. And under the Trump administration, we're defending our rights and restoring our identity as a nation under God. We are one nation under God, and we will always be.
Well, this is a great time to pray. We're moving into 2026 with the celebration of the 250th year of our nation. And we obviously see all these different events transpiring around us, the various mass shootings in schools, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. There is a spiritual darkness. But, you know, with God, all things are possible. What was meant for evil, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, God can turn and will turn for good. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then the scriptures say in 2 Chronicles 7:14, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I will heal their land.
And, you know, President Abraham Lincoln called for a day of prayer, fasting, and humiliation. And that humiliation is repentance. So we need to get back to that point where we're praying, fasting, and repenting for our sin, for our country.
You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We have the announcement about the White House invites Americans to pray. And there are resources and ideas for times of prayer. There are historic prayers, sermons, and presidential proclamations. And we have a hot link that you can access them. There's a lot of other resources that are available as well. There's different kinds of adoration and contrition and thanksgiving and supplication models that you can use as well. There's a lot of different resources that are there. You can engage in weekly prayer challenge. Each member commits to pray daily.
And
for
encourage
a specific
your church,
issue.
Too.
Yeah,
encourage
your church to do this as well. Pray for individuals in your community by name. I have a friend. He is the been the president of Child Evangelism Fellowship for 33 years. He's now president emeritus. And he has a lengthy prayer list. Ever since I've known him, it's about 20 years now, he prays for Anita and me and Liberty Counsel every single day. Every day. He doesn't miss a day. Mm-hmm. He has it on his prayer list, and he is a faithful prayer warrior. His name is Reese Kaufman. He's a dear friend, and his wife, Linda. He is a very serious person with prayer. He spends time every day in prayer. And nothing, as Dr. Jerry Falwell says, nothing significant is accomplished apart from prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you, as especially now, pray for this country. And in fact, what we see happening, I think, that was meant for evil against Charlie Kirk, I think God will and is turning for good. And if you pray and continue to pray, I believe we can see revival and transformation, not just here in America, but around the world. Not just for our 250th anniversary, but that this flame of freedom and prayer ignites here and goes around the globe. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.